Hello and welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me. Today is April 20th, 2020, and we're going to take a look at some of the astrology that is coming up over the next few months. We're going to talk about it through the lens of this new normal that we are each going to be establishing in our lives and how it's going to show up in the world. Obviously, this is a very big year. We've been talking about that now for a number of years, that 2020 is a game changer. It has powerful, rare astrology that is working with each of us individually and, of course, collectively. Now, at a soul level, we are each doing our deeper soul work at this time. So the intensity or pressure you could be feeling right now is also revealing where you're ready to sprout. And as we are entering Taurus season, that is a beautiful way to look at the energy, what you're ready to firmly plant in yourself, what is energetically correct for you, what is in alignment for you that is pushing you into a new chapter and a next phase. Now, change can be hard, change can be difficult, change can be wonderful and easy. The viewpoints we hold on change does connect to our astrology chart. Because if you have a lot of fixed astrological energy in your chart, the fixed signs are Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, Aquarius, then you are someone who prefers routine, patterns, stability. You don't want change unless you request it. But when change is happening outside of you or to you, you can resist it. So it's typically the fixed signs that have the most trouble with change if they don't choose it. I share this so that you can look at your astrological chart and determine if you are understanding that the change that's happening right now in really big with Uranus and Taurus, a fixed sign, that's shaking things up, the earth moving below our feet, the changes in finances, the changes in the economy, the changes in what we find important, what we value. This is working with all of us. But if you have any fixed astrological signs, especially between 6 and 10 degrees, between 6 and 10 degrees of Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, or Aquarius, the changes are happening ready or not. And it's good to know that because you can open up perhaps where you've been tight or resistant to change. And the changes are happening because you are ready to step into what awaits you next. Now, if you have any astrological signs or points in the cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn, this is the initiator energy, and you like beginnings. You want to move ahead. You're ready to start. You're the one who can kick something off and get it going. This part of your energy is ready for what's next, is ready for the world changes a bit more. The planets in Cancer can be a little bit more on the sidelines and doesn't usually make change until it feels safe. But the other three cardinal signs, Aries, Libra, Capricorn, are typically much more willing to go with what's getting started. So know that about yourself, that if you have strong cardinal energy, you could be ready for these changes. And then if you have strong mutable sign energies, and these are the energies that do really well with change, flexibility, new options, go this way, go that way, let's just stay open, see what happens. These are the energies of freedom, and they are good at being adaptable to current situations. So the mutable signs are Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. And your planets or points in these signs are okay being in the middle at times, prefer maybe a few options, don't want to be locked down or locked in, again, want their freedom, want the space to change their mind or make a new decision. So understanding these different energies can help you understand how you are moving through this time of big change, and also how to understand what you need to still feel secure and confident in yourself as these big changes happen. Now, I just got a visual that can also help with understanding these energies. So the fixed signs are the ones that stand still. I'm going to stand right here. Okay, I'm going to stand right here, and this is my place on the planet. I'm going to have very strong, grounded feet and feel very clear in where I'm at. The mutable signs are the ones that move side to side, are the ones that move from the right foot to the left foot, right foot to the left foot. And these are the ones that can adapt and balance and shift and change. Then the cardinal signs are the ones that take a step forward or take a step back. Take a step forward or take a step back. So see how these energies are quite interesting to examine in your own astrological chart. So look and see. If you've had classes with me, you know that I often go through a chart and say, now count how many fixed signs you have, count how many mutable signs you have, and count how many cardinal signs you have. And once you lay that out, you'll see where your energy is. And it's very common to have a mixture, to have even, it could be even across the board. You have, you know, four of each, or you could have six of one and two and three, whatever the various combinations could be. But know this about yourself, because it's going to help you understand, again, change. And we're in a time of huge global change. So another area that's going to be quite strong for all of us in the months ahead is the area where Venus will be going retrograde in your chart. Venus will get to 21 degrees of Gemini and then retrograde back to 5 degrees of Gemini. Now, this is a key area of your chart to pay attention to. Venus rules relationships, friendships, how you receive. It rules your relationships with money, your relationship with self-worth and self-value. It's how you feel loved, respected, and valued. And it's an understanding that you are reworking and reprogramming at a deeper level what you're truly capable of creating next. And so every Venus retrograde asks us to go in and go deeper into what is in our heart and how well we are loving ourselves. Be aware of these themes because they're going to show up for you in whichever house occupies 5 to 21 degrees of Gemini. Now, the Venus retrograde happens every 18 months. So every 18 months, we check in with how we're doing, how we're receiving, what is correct for us to ensure that we're energetically in balance. And this is especially true with Venus in Gemini. So Gemini is a mutable sign. It is a fast-moving energy. It is associated with how we think, what we say, how we understand information. It is our mental processes and our communication style. Gemini is how we learn. It's also how we use our energy on a daily basis as we move around the neighborhood, around the community, as we do our errands, as we go out into the world and socialize. This is where we are understanding what our daily routines are, what we enjoy, which is the Venus, right? So it's pretty easy to look at how, with this Venus retrograde that will begin May 13th, 2020, and go until June 24th. The second half of May and all of June, we are reestablishing our social distancing patterns, right? Everything changes now with these new social distancing norms. We are looking at how we spend our money. That's always Venus. And looking at, okay, is this really what I want? Is this something I enjoy? Is it something I do every day? I was thinking about the various subscription models that are out there and specifically for entertainment. You know, you have Netflix, you have Hulu, you have Disney Plus, so on and so on. These are the kinds of things that you say, okay, what do I really need? And what do I need to reassess? Do I need 64 different streaming services? Or can I just choose two? And two is important because Gemini is the sign of duality, one of the signs of duality, and it's comfortable with two. So it's almost like we're going to need to look at what are our top two choices in what we value in different areas of our life. So you maybe choose only two streaming services, or you choose only two subscription services. You look at things and determine, is this something that I need? Is it something that I want? And Venus is about what we want, and we want it because we enjoy it. It reflects our values. It's where we want to put our money. But during this particular Venus retrograde, we are all shifting where we put our money. So clearly this is going to affect our local environment. By that, I mean your local farmer's market, your local stores, your local businesses. And I think what we're doing is understanding what really matters to us on a daily basis. So Venus retrograde is going to show you your new priorities, your new values, shifting our finances, shifting around what we want to invest in. And there's a retraction energy with every Venus retrograde. So I think there's going to be more ripple effects and ramifications in the economy. There's going to be less money to go around, even as people start to get back into the groove or go back to work or look for new jobs. There isn't as much in circulation. There's a new awareness coming in, and that's coming in through the Gemini energies of a higher thoughtfulness, a higher mindfulness. Whereas Gemini can be very sporadic, can do things quickly, can make quick decisions, the slowdown of this Venus in Gemini retrograde is asking us to think twice, right? Gemini is twice. Think twice about where you put your needs, and think twice around what really honors your self-worth, your self-love, and your self-value at this time. We are reprogramming this deep within ourselves. So Gemini rules the lungs and the brain in terms of like the thinking process of the brain. It rules the left and right hemispheres. It rules our arms and our hands, our fingers. And I feel like what's happening within us is that we are opening up to some new programming between the two halves of our brains, the right and the left, and seeing what's been perhaps clogged or backed up where there hasn't been the appropriate wiring or circuitry. And we're looking at what we want, that's Venus, what we want that perhaps we didn't want before, meaning a reassessment around priorities. But also this, I see it as a balancing, and I feel it as a slowdown. So it's almost like taking in information, allowing it to sit and germinate. You observe it, you allow it to be a tool for greater mindfulness, then you make a choice, then you speak, then you have a new thought. So it's the taking in, allowing information to come in, to sit with it, to be thoughtful with it, and then express it or put it back out. And so that's one of the higher ways that we use the Gemini energy. So there is a slowdown underway throughout May and June, and even into July. And the slowdown is associated with not only the Venus retrograde, but also the Mercury retrograde. So Mercury is going to go retrograde in June, June 18th, at 14 degrees of Cancer. So we actually have some time, about 2 months from when I'm doing this show live, but it helps to understand that Venus goes retrograde, then Mercury goes retrograde, and then Mars will be retrograde for the second half of the year. And Mars will be retrograde in his home sign of Aries. And that will begin, that retrograde will begin in September, September 9th. So we have all three personal planets going retrograde over the next, well, you just call it the next phase of this year. And that is always a reprogramming, a reassessment, a revisiting of our priorities. And it affects relationships with Venus and Mars. And then with the Mercury retrograde, always is a slowdown. So understand how there's been a lot happening this year, right? A lot unfolding, a lot of movement. And we're now going into a period of assessing true priorities. And it's going to happen in waves, which is common with astrology as various planets are in the spotlight, so to speak, or have more dominance. And the personal planets are about our personal energy field and our personal lives. So we are each reassessing these energies in ourselves. We're reassessing what we value, where we want our money to go, how we're thinking and perceiving information, and how we're taking action in our lives. So this is a big deal to have all three personal planets retrograde. And I feel like that's where we're going to have more of that personal impact of what we no longer want in our lives. So there's a strong theme of choice points here, and the choice points are showing up where these planets are going retrograde. And of course, the choice points also show up wherever we have eclipses. And we're going to have three eclipses in June and July. On June 5th, we have an eclipse at 15 degrees of Sagittarius. It's actually 15/16 degrees of Sagittarius. And this is the first Sagittarius eclipse we've had in many years. And it is a very different energy than the previous eclipse patterns we've been moving through. So this June 5th eclipse in the very middle of Sag is about a freedom, an independence, what you're ready to do next, the bigger vision. This is interesting because we associate Sagittarius with travel. So this could be when travel starts going again for the travel industry, but of course it's different. There will be new guidelines and restrictions in place, but this eclipse could kick off the openings of more travel destinations, of more flights, of the hospitality and tourism industries, but it does so with the big theme of change. So this is an eclipse that's in a fire sign. And so this gets things moving and going, and it could feel quite exciting. Now it's a lunar eclipse, so that brings up bigger emotions, bigger opinions, righteousness, etc. Those are some of the lower expressions of Sagittarius. But ultimately, it's asking you to look at what you have faith in now. What really lifts you up? What dream are you following? And are you trusting yourself at this time? I feel like this June 5th lunar eclipse has a liberation energy to it, and it really gets things moving. It's a very different energy than the next two eclipses that are coming after it. So on June 21st, we then have eclipse at 0 degrees of Cancer. And this is the last of the Cancer eclipses for the next 9 years. And it's at 0 degrees, which is known as a cardinal point in astrology because it's the beginning point of a cardinal sign. It's called an Aries point or cardinal point. And it is a beginning energy. This is also what I've been calling a mega eclipse. It has such a big, forceful energy, and it's also very rare. We had this eclipse back in 2001, but we didn't have it at all in the previous century. And so now we have this eclipse point in 2001 and in 2020, and it's changing our home life, our home reality. All the Cancer archetypes are especially potent at 0 degrees, and it's the energy of a new place to call home, a new foundation. It's an opening of divine feminine energies. It's an opening of the divine mother energies. It's an opening into a new chapter that we move into. It has very strong beginning energies. So again, that's June 21st, and it's something around looking at what you've healed or what you've needed to emotionally work on. This is like that last push to move it out. And I'm seeing that energy move out of the throat chakra. Cancer is about childhood. It's about our initial programming when we are unconscious, how our emotions were received or not received, how our needs were met or not met. Cancer is the home environment. It typically relates to what we have held on to unconsciously. And this can be resentments. This can be things from the past. These can be wounds. This can be going back to the past to, you know, figure out the current reality. There's a nostalgia with Cancer, and there can be a very deep emotional need that hasn't been met that you're now understanding, that you're now meeting for the first time, regardless of your age. This is something that comes out that you didn't perhaps know or see. And it comes forward with a strong force of energy. So this is a very powerful eclipse on June 21st. And I'll keep talking about that as we get closer to the date. And then on July 5th, it could also be July 5th, we have a Capricorn lunar eclipse at 13/14 degrees. And this energy is serious, and it's in Capricorn, where we are looking at the practicalities and responsibilities we have in life. We're assessing where we're at, what is working, what is not working, and we're being asked to step into a place of greater maturity, of understanding the bigger picture, to look at also what Pluto and Saturn have been teaching you in this part of your chart as well. So again, it's at 13 and 14 degrees. Pluto was here at this point in your chart around 2013, 2014, and then Saturn was just here 2018, 2019. So there is some type of greater awareness happening with this lunar eclipse at 13, 14 degrees of Capricorn that is serious. It definitely has a seriousness to it. It's a turning point and it's a strengthening energy because Capricorn strengthens us through our work, our discipline, self-respect, integrity. Capricorn is a very strong energy, as you know, for a number of years. But there's something about this eclipse that is asking us to take life seriously, to take something seriously at a personal level, because that moon in Capricorn, the moon being your sense of daily energy, how you receive what needs to be acknowledged and understood. It's definitely being a spiritual master. It's the responsibility of our lives. And I feel like this is also a big eclipse for world changes, for the ongoing world changes that we're moving through. So it's probably that next wave of what we need to take care of in our own lives and how our daily lives are now requiring something different and new from us. So we have many changes over the next number of months that are showing us we've very clearly seen how life is changing and has changed in 2020. Now we move forward with these waves of energy, with these incoming retrogrades and eclipses to make the choices that are going to stretch us into our next phase of growth. There will be a new sense of what's normal, of what's needed. There is an overall reassessment of our personal and collective values. There are new relationships being formed with our money, with our possessions, with our lives and our lifestyles. As you move through the next number of months, remember that you are here for these changes. You are here to participate and contribute to heaven on earth, and whatever that means for you, because each of us is in our own energy field. We have our own auras, but we're also on our own timelines. And that means that we each individually manifest in a way that connects with our energies. And so I'm feeling this, like, really be aware of where you're directing your energy and what the ideal picture looks like for you. But then it's a new reality that's also taking shape at the same time. So that's why this can feel so fuzzy and uncertain, because you can be very clear about what you want, and then it could feel like it drifts away or it floats away or it disappears. But Spirit is showing me how things come back around when it's truly meant for you. If it's truly meant for you, it will come back around in another form, another shape, at another time, and to not lose track of your power. So one of the big lessons that's happening right now for humanity is the understanding of our power to create. And so as you are in your mastery, you are going to create exactly what you want and exactly what you need. And it can happen quickly. It can happen almost like through the leapfrogging, the big jumps. It can also happen when you release your expectations and detach from one outcome. The universe is wildly and miraculously creative. It has more solutions and possibilities than we could possibly fathom. So with all the shifting occurring, they're saying to stay focused on the bigger picture, the long-term outcome, the driving dream, if you will, the driving dream. And that is our work right now, is to come into a place of really knowing what that is. And to not be in the how, because the how can be many things. Now, our minds love the how, love to figure out what is the how. And it's okay to go there at times. I think that's just part of the process, right? It's very practical, very realistic. You think through the details, the potentials, the plan, step one, step two, step three. And then you have to be willing to release that and allow something else or something more to show up as well. And that's going to be a source of comfort. is what I'm hearing, is to know that you don't have to plan it all out. You don't have to know all the answers, but you do want to make sure you're strongly connected to your soul's divine knowledge, that you're really strongly connected to Spirit, Source, God, the universe, and that's what's going to help you ride out the turbulence or ride out the uncertainties. And this could show up in so many ways. If you pray, if you do affirmations, if you talk to God, if you talk to your angels, your guides, go there. Go there for security, comfort, and a sense of this. I'm getting the image of like the rising potentials, the rising energies. There's going to be bumpy periods where it doesn't feel like what you want shows up. But I feel like this is where we really dig in to trust and faith, knowing that it will show up and it will come around even during these bigger energy waves and changes that are happening. It just feels like there is a lot of trust required, but the trust is in yourself. It's going inward for strengthening. It's going inward for being very true to who you are and what is a necessity for you right now. Okay, food and water is a necessity. Shelter and clothing is a necessity. What I'm hearing is that our energies are requiring different, it's like different tools right now. Our energies have different needs. And you might need more alone time, or you might need more downtime, or you might need more privacy. I'm feeling like, I know that's so weird to say because we're in quarantine and isolation, but there's something about the fortifying our energies right now that is going to show more of your answers and give you a sense of strength and power. And I feel like there's also been, for many people, some very deep, deep realizations. Realizations around what you want, what you need, what matters to you, what is essential in your life, looking at your work, looking at your family, looking at your friendships, your spouse, your partner. You know, there's been this huge global check-in about what is important. And so I feel like what is shifting beautifully within us is that we are deeply exfoliating so many things, even at a cellular level, even at a soul level, that has served its purpose in the previous normal, in the previous cycle, in the previous timeline. And we're flushing that out, exfoliating it, getting rid of it. And then we're receiving more, and we're receiving these new downloads that are going to keep coming in over the course of this year. So these retrogrades are part of that exfoliation and flushing out, the reassessment, as I've said. The eclipses are bringing in some new downloads around what path you want to choose, what opportunity is right for you, you know, what is in alignment for next steps. And all the while, I feel like there's a lot of white noise, you know, in the background, all around us, that we're learning to tune out so that we can tune in to ourselves even more, to get out of the head, to trust our body consciousness, to trust our intuition, to trust our spiritual guidance, and to operate our daily lives from that place instead of what we thought we needed to do or what we thought was the quote unquote right programming. So we're being deeply rewired right now and reprogrammed. And it's very exciting. Okay. It's like, it feels very uplifting, very positive. Of course, going through the changes can be unsettling when there is uncertainty and no known outcomes, but we have tools for navigating through these times. We have tools that we're meant to implement to take care of ourselves, take care of our energy, and to take care of ourselves in a way that affirms that we're doing the best we can. So understand that you're doing the best you can with the current state of the world. You're doing the best you can with the current situation. You're doing the best you can with the reality of your life, but you're also doing the best you can by trusting yourself, by honoring yourself, by understanding what's right for your energy, by knowing that it's okay to make some tough choices or tough decisions that you maybe were avoiding or you didn't want to go down that path, there's this, it's like the universe is saying, it's now. Now is the time to step into something, to trust what is true for you, to trust what you need, to trust what is right for you. So I feel like that's just a big overarching theme here as we move over and move through these next number of months. So I hope this podcast episode has given you some good things to chew on and consider, some good things to understand. Please know that you can still sign up for my 2020 Soul Growth Astrology webinar, and that is the one that includes three individual webinars that go through the main transits of the year. You haven't missed anything in terms of, you know, it is April, but you'll still get a lot out of it because there's one webinar that's all about the eclipses. So I talk more about these upcoming eclipses, talks more about the Venus retrograde, talks more about this very dynamic Mars retrograde. So we have big energies still showing up. And the purpose of the 2020 Soul Growth Astrology webinar is to help you navigate it with your power and intentions and to see what areas of life are shifting for you in a very big way. You'll find details about the 2020 Soul Growth Astrology webinar below this podcast. And if you use coupon code RARE, you can get the whole thing, the whole program for $25. And it's my intention to make it affordable so that as many people as possible can benefit from this information and keep learning your astrology. It is a course on the transits, so it's a little bit more intermediate in that you need to have the basics of astrology down and know how the transiting planets work. If you need to learn more about the transiting planets, oh wait, I have a course for you on that too. And that goes through the transiting planets as they show up with your natal chart. And that one has six teaching videos, and it includes the 12 houses, the aspects, the planets, how to read an ephemeris. And that one is currently at 50% off if you use coupon code TRANSITS, and then it's only $44. So check those out below this video, below this podcast, and know that we're in this together. We're moving through this very incredible time together, and we're doing it with greater consciousness, which is quite exciting, not only for us at a soul level, but for all of humanity, for what humanity is moving towards and moving into, and the new manifestations that are possible because of it. Thank you so much for joining me. You can find out more about me at mollymccord.online or over at consciouscoolchic.com. And I'll be back here on Wednesday as we talk about the weekly intuitive astrology and energies of the week ahead. Thank you so much, and I'll see you soon.